Unit 2, page 21. Practice. Part B situation. You are David Lamb, a secondary 4 student. Your teacher, Miss Wong, has asked you to help produce a TV advertisement for a beach cleanup event. You will listen to a recording of Miss Wong talking about the advertisement at a meeting. Before the recording is played, you will have 4 minutes to study tasks 2 and 3 and the Unit 2 data file. As you listen, you can make notes on page 8 of the data file. The recording is about to begin. Turn to page 8 of the Unit 2 data file. Okay, everyone. Let's start. I've got some good news about the ad for the public beach cleanup. We'll be allowed to show it on Rock TV.
That's great news. Rock TV? Wow!
Yes, and the TV station has asked us for an outline of the ad. They want to know what it's going to show.
So, what will it show?
David, I think you have some ideas, right?
Well, the plan is to begin with a shot of a beautiful beach. It'll be shot from far away, so the beach will look clean and inviting.
A beautiful beach. Okay. We have lots of beautiful beaches in Hong Kong.
Yes, we do. But as you know, when you get to a beach, you often find a lot of rubbish on the sand.
Exactly. So that's what we'll show in the second shot. Rubbish on the sand. Actually, I didn't want to show rubbish in the ad at first. It's such an unpleasant scene. But then I thought people should see how dirty the beaches really are. So in the end, I decided that we'll show rubbish on the sand in the second shot.
Good. I'm glad you changed your mind, David.
Now the final shot will be of young people picking up rubbish. I mean, what's the best way to advertise a beach cleanup? Show people picking up rubbish from a beach. And we want to encourage young people to participate, so we'll show young people in the ad.
Young people picking up rubbish. Yes, that makes sense. Good job, David.
Thanks, Miss Wong.
So what about the soundtrack? Will there be any music in the ad?
Yes, we'll have some background music as the soundtrack. Actually, I've already chosen the song for it. We'll be using the song Summer Birds.
Summer Birds? You mean the song by Tina Ho?
Yes, I've confirmed this already, as I know the songwriter. Do you think Summer Birds will work well with the ad, David?
Yeah, I think it's a great choice. Tina Ho's my favourite singer. It'll be great using her song.
Good. And on top of the music, I thought it'd be nice for us to have a voiceover as well.
Sorry, Miss Wong, but what's a voiceover?
Oh, you know, sometimes on a TV ad, you just hear the spoken words but don't see the person speaking. That's the voiceover, the information that's given by someone who isn't on the screen.
Oh, okay.
Voiceover is spelt VOICE-OVER, isn't it? I want to make sure I spell it correctly.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, so for the soundtrack, we'll have a voiceover on top of Summer Birds.
Right. Now, at our last meeting, someone suggested inviting a pop singer to appear in the ad.
Yes, that was me.
Right. Well, I didn't think that was a good idea at first, but on second thoughts, since we're using Tina Ho's song, maybe we could give it a try.
Are you suggesting that we invite Tina Ho to appear in the ad?
Yes, that's what I mean.
I can't believe this! I might have a chance to work with Tina Ho!
But since we can't pay her, we can't really ask her to do too much.
Well, we could just ask her to act as a volunteer in the ad. You know, be one of the beach cleanup volunteers.
We're asking Tina Ho to volunteer to act as a volunteer?
It sounds a bit silly, doesn't it? but if she's willing to act as a volunteer in the ad, it'll catch people's attention.
That's true.
I thought we could also ask her to record the voiceover for the ad. I think it should be okay to ask her to record the voiceover, since that won't take very long.
We do need to think about how we'll get her to agree, though.
Well, what are some benefits of her appearing in the ad?
Actually, she has a concert coming up. Appearing in the ad will be a good way to promote her concert.
Good thinking, David. That'll be a huge benefit for Tina Ho.
Yes, that'll definitely help her promote her concert.
Okay, great. Make a note of it. We can remind her about this when we write to her. That is the end of the listening component of Part B.